The town of Collingwood will be marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation with an interactive art installation and a special story walk that will highlight the calls for action put forward by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Also called Orange Shirt Day, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is September 30th, and it is set aside as a time to honor the children, families and communities impacted by Canada's residential school system. Wearing an orange shirt on the day is a nod to the story residential school survivor Phyllis Webstead, whose orange shirt, given to her by her grandmother, was taken from her on her first day at the school. The orange shirt has become a symbol, along with the phrase, "Every child matters," of the intergenerational impacts of residential schools. The Town of Collingwood Story Walk, which is set up along the train trail beginning at the Collingwood Museum, now displays the 94 calls to action contained in the 2015 report by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, according to a news release from the town. The 94 action items were meant to help bring the country and its people forward along a path of addressing the harms caused by residential schools. Among those calls to action was the setting aside of a National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The story walk follows the trail from the Collingwood Museum to the train trail with display stations along the way that typically contain the pages of children's stories. This month they will include the calls to action. In addition to the story walk, there is also an art installation on the Collingwood Museum grounds that includes a circle of doors, which is inspired by the book A Knock on the Door, The Essential History of Residential Schools. The book is a collaboration between Phil Fontaine, Amy Kraft and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada. The doorways symbolically connect to the truth of our shared history and to the opportunities we may open towards a future where Indigenous human rights, including language, culture, traditions and laws are respected and celebrated for generations to come, states a news release from the town. Words of poetry have been included on each door shared by poet laureate Gillian Morris. The community is invited to visit the installation, add an orange feather, and take time to reflect on our collective responsibilities for reconciliation. The doorways will be in place at the museum from Tuesday, September 19 to Monday, October 2. Over this time, fabric orange feathers are available for the public at the Collingwood Museum, Collingwood Public Library and Town Hall. Also later this month, Heather McIntyre, an Indigenous life and wellness coach, will be giving a presentation about community awareness around truth and reconciliation on September 27 at 6 p.m. at the Collingwood Museum grounds. Through storytelling, Heather will speak to the importance of truly understanding reconciliation and how we can grow relationships and respect for the community in allyship with all of creation, states the town news release. For more information about National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, visit the Commission website here. National Day for Truth and Reconciliation Programming 94 Calls to Action Story Walk Train Trail beginning at the Collingwood Museum and extending to Collins Street Sept. 19 October 2 Doorway Installation, A Knock on the Door and Orange Feathers Collingwood Museum Grounds, Southeast Corner, Orange Feathers Available, Collingwood Museum, Collingwood Public Library, Town Hall Sept. 19 October. 2. Circle of Understanding, Heather McIntyre. Doorway Installation, Collingwood Museum Grounds. September 27, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Flag Raising, Every Child Matters Flag. Community Flagpole, Collingwood Public Library. September 29, 4 p.m. Followed by a brief poetry with poet laureate at the doorway installation, Collingwood Museum. Clock Tower Lighting. Town Hall Clock Tower will be illuminated orange. September 29 to October 2.